Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs and the Conscious Business Show, where we connect the heart, the mind, to the wallet. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, Liz Powers. You're going to be intrigued with her title. She is Chief Happiness Spreader at Art Lifting. And as soon as you hear her and her voice and her passion and enthusiasm, you'll appreciate why she has the title that she does. But very interesting organization that she started, and we're just thrilled that she's with us here today to share her story. Her story has actually been aired through a number of different media channels, not only doing her own TED Talk, but also the Boston Globe, the Today Show, certainly the NBC Nightly News. So we are just thrilled to have her with us here today on the Conscious Business Show. So Liz, welcome, and thank you for your time and enthusiasm.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Liz, you know, Art Lifting, I have to say, has come across my transom a few times, and so we're excited that you're here with us on the show. Take us a little bit through your journey into the purpose of starting Art Lifting and what inspired you and what it is today that you're providing to communities nationwide, which is really interesting.
Yeah, so Art Lifting combines words art and uplifting. So I've worked with homeless individuals for the last 10 years. To start, I was doing case work and then switched to running art groups in local shelters in the Boston area. And I learned a lot of things along the way. One, during the casework, was hearing, Liz, I don't want a handout. I want an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I was running art groups, I was just totally amazed by the talent that I saw and realized, well, my art groups aren't unique. There's actually over 1,000 art groups in shelters and disability centers all across the country. So those different experiences combined, and I realized, well, why don't I create an opportunity for all these amazing artists, who many of whom are chronically unemployed and could certainly use the extra cash of selling art prints and products, but even more importantly would be psyched to have the confidence boost that people are actually recognizing their talent. So that was the idea behind Art Lifting, and it's been kind of crazy to see it take off over the years. My brother and I just started it 3 years ago with $4,000 of our savings, and now we've expanded to 19 states across the U.S.
That's fabulous. The 19 states, I mean, did they come together based on the relationships you had prior when you worked in the homeless shelters, or how did you reach out to get these areas engaged?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. A lot of our expansion, when I say 19 states, I mean we have artists in 19 states.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our expansion has actually been organic. A lot of it has been art group heads, so my former job, reaching out to Art Lifting and saying, oh my gosh, this is such a perfect complement to the program that I'm running. Because we found that people who are running these art groups are spread so thin. You know, some even have 50 people in their art group, and, you know, many of the individuals in the groups have mental health challenges or other challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So the art group heads really don't have the capacity to sell artwork. So as an art broker, Art Lifting can work with them, curate the top artwork, and then help their artists earn much-needed money.
What I find fascinating about the model, so you mentioned art broker, is you are introducing these artists to not only individuals but corporate relationships that are looking to fulfill artwork. You know, whether people need artwork for books, magazines, photography, I mean, all of that. I mean, it's an interesting model. From a conscious capitalism lens, you know, when you think about how you started this, what are some of the areas that you embody? So obviously purpose is huge in what you put together, and you're engaging artists that, as you mentioned, want to make a living. They want to be contributing societal members versus handouts, and they have this incredible talent. So how do you wrap all these ideals together, not only in running your own business from a conscious capitalism perspective, but then also the great fulfillment you're giving these people and individuals, motivation about their talent, but also showing them that they can make a living by this, which is just fabulous.
Yeah, it's been, you know, from the employee engagement and CSR point of view, it's been pretty amazing to see our corporate sales grow. We just started, originally we were just a consumer company, and we just started pitching corporate sales a year ago. And we actually closed 70 corporate deals in our first year.
Wow.
Including with companies like Starbucks and Google and Microsoft. And similar to the art program expansion, a lot of the corporate sales were also inbound. We have so many companies really want to have that visible CSR and keep their employees engaged and retain millennial employees who care so much about CSR. So it's really been a perfect match to help our model grow and expand our impact.
Do you find, so you talk about sort of the corporate social responsibility and the CSR manager, I guess, in some of these companies. Is it also go into B Corps and social benefit corps? I mean, I would also think that that could be another component of engagement, right, with what you're doing.
In terms of our buyers benefit corporation?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we've had a whole mix of a buyer. So we're a benefit corporation ourselves. So some of the customers have also been benefit corporations as well.
Right, right. No, I think it's great because it's a way to kind of bring all these pieces together. There's so many similarities between conscious capitalism, you know, B Corps, benefit corps, and so forth. What have been some of the biggest hurdles or challenges, or you could even look at it as an opportunity, certainly, in starting this, and what has been the most rewarding for you? Because you came from this background, so it's got to be just incredible to see the momentum.
Yeah, great question. There have certainly been a lot of challenges along the way, and there still are.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest challenges when we're starting out was figuring out how to scale. Because we had dreams of three sales channels. So consumer e-commerce, where everything is printed on demand, so it's risk-free.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Then the second is corporate sales, so selling artwork or products like notebooks with our artwork printed on it in bulk. And then the third sales channel is licensing, the idea of existing brands incorporating our art into their products. So it could be a Ralph Lauren dress or a soda can label. You know, the sky's kind of the limit of what our artwork can be printed on. So, yeah, the first couple years, it was challenging to discipline myself because I had so many ideas and I wanted to do everything at once. but we really, you know, tried to stay disciplined and saying, like, okay, you're going to be bad at everything if you do everything at once. So helping pitch these ideas in stages.
Right.
So we started with just the consumer, and then 2 years in, did corporate and licensing. So it's worked well that way. But, it certainly was very frustrating at times to, you know, feel like our hands are a little tied. We wish we had a bigger team.
Sure. No, absolutely. When you think about what's next for art lifting, I mean, the artist community that you've engaged in, and I love the whole licensing, moving it out to, you know, other manufacturers, other designers that obviously have, you know, an environmental and a societal bend that are looking at aligning potentially with designs from artists that support that whole sustainable thinking. You know, that's a whole piece, obviously, in the garment and manufacturing side of the garment industry. But when you think about how you're connecting the artist, you've obviously touched their heart in terms of a human being and in giving them opportunity. What's next for art lifting? I mean, there's the artist community can be defined in so many different ways. You've created that brand with them. What's next in terms of building that bridge?
Yeah, so we're, you know, as I said earlier, we're very disciplined with ourselves, and we know that if we try all different things at once, we'll be bad at it all. So we're really focused on scaling our artist base across the U.S. right now, and sticking to 2D art for now. So, you know, now we're in 19 states, part of our goal for this year is to deepen our artist base in those states and to continue expanding to new states. I would guess that at the end of the year, we'll probably be in 25 states, but have a deeper impact in each of them.
Right. Are there certain geographic areas that have been more predominantly focused on this, or where are you trying to expand from 19 to 25? Is there a geographic footprint you're trying to achieve?
A lot of it, as I was saying, is inbound. Mm-hmm. So since there are only so many hours in the day, we'll continue to respond to the inbound request for partnerships and then scale from there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, if people listening, Liz, want to get in touch with you and Art Lifting and engage, whether as a consumer or a corporate relationship or to license the designs from your artists, what's the best way to reach you and your organization?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with us is info@artlifting.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and it's all @artlifting.
That's excellent. Wonderful. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck. I just think this is just a fabulous idea. And as I mentioned to you in prior conversations, my mom was an artist, and so I fully respect the entire talent that goes into this, but also just the creative mindset of the individuals that you're stimulating and motivating as human beings. So congratulations to you and the team for doing such a great job.
Thank you so much, Darby.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show, where we connect the heart, the mind, to the wallet. And we will be back with you after a few spots from our sponsors. Thank you so much.